This one's called Death and Stuff, and it was written by my first ex-husband, Bill Pentland, and it was because when the show was conceived, it came back and the title was Life and Stuff, which I was like, what happened to Roseanne? And I made them change it. But so he wrote Death and Stuff, which is kind of a nod to each other. But it's a really funny show, and he did a real good job, and I hope you enjoy it.
Dondi.
Didn't you hear? He married Little Orphan Annie. They're hoping for a kid with eyes.
Have you guys seen my jeans?
No, Darlene, we don't wear your jeans.
Well, they didn't just get up and walk away.
No, yours coulda.
Funny, Mom.
Baby, did you find the ad yet?
Yep, here it is. Late model washer and dryer. Great condition, low noise, works dandy.
Ah, that's poetry, ain't it?
You know, that perfectly describes the washer and dryer we just bought. Now let me try to run down the ad on the one we're trying to unload.
Hey, you think I could get any suckers in here to look at it if I wrote, lint screen broken, agitator cracked, no knobs?
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Well, look at you two. Straight out of the pages of GQ and Vogue.
Hey, Jackie. I saved Kathy for you. There's some great tips in there on landing a man.
No kidding. Well, Dan, I wish you the best of luck. Are the little rugrats ready?
Where are you taking them today?
To the Greek market on 19th Street. Darlene's got to take something to school for Greek week.
Well, why don't you take Adonis here?
Monstroid! You ready to roll?
Yep.
Where are you rolling to?
The box store.
Yeah, well, you're not going no place looking like that. Go upstairs and comb your face.
Takes four people to make baklava?
Only Darlene is making baklava. The rest of us are escaping.
You mean you don't want to spend a delightful Sunday with Mumsy and Popsy?
The two most boring people on the face of the earth?
Sunday around here is death.
Will Dad have a third cup of coffee?
Will Mom get off the sofa by noon?
Will you get the hell out of my house? And stay out.
Scram. Well, baby, we're all alone.
Ooh, no kids.
What should we do?
Oh, you mustn't go back to the sewers from whence you came.
Oh, the tragedy of it all.
I love you even though you're not of my species.
I thought I'd wrap my great big warm paws around that refrigerator compressor.
Ah, foiled again. Hey, how long's this manly job gonna take?
1 hour, 2 max. Why?
Because I got a paycheck's worth of beef in that freezer.
No sweat, as long as nobody opens the door. Goodbye, my love.
Go away.
Get it. Maybe somebody for the washer and dryer.
Won't you ever get it? I have to do every damn thing around here. What?
Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you today? I'd just like a moment of your time.
I already been saved.
But not from dirt.
Yeah, well, who's in the centerfold this month?
I represent Grease Blitz, the ultimate cleaning solution.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you. I represent filth.
This product is designed for women just like you who don't have the time to deal with grime.
Well, I got the time. I just like it.
One demonstration will convince you that you cannot live without this supreme product. Could I trouble you for a glass of water? I've been on my feet all day.
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
I really appreciate this.
Now watch out for that baked on grease. Of course, after we get out of the living room, you ought to be safe.
Do I really have to tell you not to let strangers in the house?
Oh, he's just a harmless old man.
Sure, harmless. Why don't you pick up a newspaper sometime, see how many of these so-called harmless people turn out to be serial killers?
Oh, he ain't no serial killer.
Anthony Apodaca, age 68, retired bakery truck worker, known to his neighbors as kind, good with children, charged with the murder of 22 innocent housewives. The bodies were scattered all over eastern Michigan in pieces of strudel.
What kind of strudel?
Housewife strudel.
Well, he is no serial killer, Dan. He just wants to drink a glass of water and sell me $2,000 worth of cleaning products.
That's my second problem. Just don't buy anything.
What makes you think I'm gonna buy anything?
Because this looks like aisle 12 at Budget Club. Honey, I think it's time you exercised a little financial restraint.
You know, I think you're right. I can't afford you anymore. Get out.
Listen, you, I'm saving us a bundle by fixing that compressor under the fridge.
Yeah, unless you screw up and have to pay some repairman double Sunday overtime.
Hey, you, I got a manual.
Ah, you are.
What's that?
Nothing, dear. Oh, I'm sorry, mister, but we're going to have to skip the demonstration. Excuse me, mister. Mister, come on. Mister.
What's wrong?
I think he passed out.
From what?
I don't know. Go check his pulse.
You check his pulse.
Oh, my God.
What? What's wrong?
I think he's dead is what's wrong.
Check it again.
I know how to count to zero.
Crime and Nutley's, what are we gonna do?
I'll call 911 and you see if you can find out who he is.
How am I supposed to do that?
Look for his wallet. What are you doing with that?
I'm gonna make a salad.
Come on, Dan.
Roseanne, there's no way I'm sticking my hands into this guy's pockets.
Hello?
He has no wallet.
Yeah, I'll hold. Hey, I don't mean to be an ungracious hostess here, but when do you think our guest might be leaving?
As soon as the coroner pronounces the subject dead, then the body can be moved.
Hey, I pronounced him dead over a half hour ago.
That's true, she did.
The coroner needs to make that determination. You do not want to be wrong about dead.
No, sirree, that would be a real catastrophe.
That guy shouldn't even been in the house in the first place.
We're talking 9-10 hours of paperwork, easy. No, I'll just go out to my car, radio the coroner's office, have them check with the morgue, and make sure they got room in the fridge. So.
Well, see if they got room for a rump roast.
Roseanne, the refrigerator will get fixed.
Well, just forget about the refrigerator. Now, what are we going to do if somebody comes over here to look at that washer and dryer and they see our company still laying here?
Right. Blame me. I invited the guy in the house in the first place.
So I invited him, and so what? I didn't buy anything.
Only because he dropped dead.
That still counts. Now, look it. Usually if somebody drops dead in my kitchen, I will take the blame, but this is nobody's fault.
Why is there a cop car outside our house?
Cop car?
Oh, engine trouble. Is that for your baklava?
Yeah.
1 pound of Bach, 2 pounds of lava. You guys take that in the kitchen.
Oh, no, Dan, you go get the bags for him. You kids stay out of the kitchen.
Why?
I wash the floors in there.
So how come Dad can go in?
He helped me.
You wash the floors on a Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to start washing the floors every Sunday, just like every Sunday. You're going to start taking the kids to movies and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, we're all turning over a new leaf. Yeah, I'm going to be a better housekeeper. You're going to be a better aunt.
What are you doing? How can your kids just have a house?
Jackie, I know what I'm doing. I know what you're doing. Now take them to a movie, and when it's over, call me, and maybe we can meet for dinner.
Oh, what about my baklava tomorrow?
I haven't forgotten about you. I'm still trying to reach the corner.
Coroner? Who died?
Yeah, who died?
Some guy. We don't know his name. He's a salesman. He came to the door right after you left.
He died in our house?
Did the policeman shoot him?
No, honey, he just kind of wound down like when your toys need new batteries.
I've never seen a dead body.
Yeah, where'd you guys stash him?
He's in the kitchen.
You don't need to see him.
I'll be the judge of that.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, so what's going to happen to him?
Well, when the coroner gets here, he's going to take care of everything.
Let's go upstairs.
I'm going to go take a peek.
Me too.
No, you're not. Listen, you take your little brother outside and go play and have fun.
All right, Deej. Let's go wait for the meat wagon.
I hope that guy gets here soon. I ain't touching that refrigerator till Willie Loman's out of here. Did you get a hold of the coroner?
No, but I did get a hold of his wife. He's in the middle of a golf tournament.
So get him.
You don't know the coroner when it comes to golf.
Well, you don't know me when it comes to stiffs in my kitchen.
How long is this going to take?
Well, they just teed off. It's the members' guest tournament, and it is jammed out there.
Well, don't look at me. If we would have had sex like I wanted to, none of this would ever happen. Now, why can't we move Mr. Excitement out to the garage or something like that?
Lady, rules are rules. The body cannot be moved until the coroner gets here.
Oh, what the hell?
What did you do?
I just lifted the sheet to take a look.
Look, just don't touch him. Don't fool around. Don't put your hands on him. Just don't, okay?
Well, I've never seen a dead body before.
Well, if that coroner don't get here, you're gonna be eating dinner with one.
Gross.
Mr. Connor, would you give me a hand, please?
You gotta be kidding me.
Well, Dan, that's how I found you.
We gotta put the body back into the original position in which it was found.
Well, good. Originally, it was found standing at the front door.
Hey, you're the authorities. If you want them moved, you move them.
Thanks.
When's the body gonna start to rot?
I think I got a few good years left.
Well, I gotta make my baklava.
So what's stopping you?
It's getting late, huh?
Is there going to be enough room on the table for me to lay out my phyllo dough?
Phyllo dough? What are you making?
Oh, baklavas for school.
Ti mikros puno kosmos.
You know Greek?
Yeah, I am Greek.
Prove it. How long is this stuff supposed to bake?
Well, until the crust is nicely browned but not dried out. You see, it's okay now, but we should check it in about a half an hour. Okay?
Man, I hate working on Sundays, don't you?
Come on.
How do you see my manual? What do I do with it? Look, make you a deal, you don't bother me, and... thought we had a deal.
Well, geez, I guess I just can't leave you boys alone for 5 minutes.
I hate you and everything you stand for.
I'll get it.
You owe me. You owe me forever.
Rump roast, Dan. Rump roast.
Someone's here.
Great. Tell him we're in the kitchen. Finally.
The washer and dryer are right over there.
Hi, I'm Donnie Karosek. This is my wife, Carol.
Hi, I'm Dan Connor. This is my wife, Roseanne. This
Hi.
Is my daughter, Darlene.
Hi. Dad, aren't you going to introduce him to Uncle Edward?
Darlene, honey, why don't you run along and play, sweetheart?
Well, the neighborhood's kind of dead today.
Darlene?
I'm gone.
I guess you guys want to see the washer and dryer. They're right here.
I believe we still have a set in stock.
Is this a good time?
Oh, yeah. We're all just kicking back.
Washer and dryer right in here.
I think I got Becky feeling better.
How'd you manage that?
A quart of scotch.
Very funny.
How's he doing?
He's still dead.
Probably doing better than any of us. That's the cosmic joke, Roseanne. It's the happiest man on the planet.
How do you figure that?
His troubles are over. He'll never again have to stand in a line. He'll never again have to listen to the Muzak version of Muskrat Love. Never again have to eat a hamburger and bite into one of those little hard things.
How do you feel about electric shock therapy?
Well, I don't know, honey. What do you think?
I don't know. What are you asking for it?
$125.
Yeah, but there's no knobs and the lint screen's
okay,
broken.
Okay, $50.
No? It's time!
It's time!
It's time!
It is time!
Time for what?
Time?
It's time for his medicine!
It's medicine time. It's medicine time. It's his medicine time. It's medicine time. Medicine time.
Well, you guys are going to have to go now, you know, because it's time for him to take his medicine and everything.
What does he take the medicine for?
He has muscle spasms in his neck.
$35, we'll discuss it in the other room. Rosie, you give him his medicine?
You know, my aunt had terrible neck spasms. Sometimes all she needed was a good massage.
That's a great idea, honey. Why don't you take the Karosiks in the living room and I'll work on Uncle Edward.
You know, I hope this isn't out of place, but I am a massage therapist. Oh, boy, he is stiff.
$7.50, but you gotta say yes.
How are you doing, honey?
A lot better than him. I feel bad for him. Poor old man has to go door to door to earn a living, and he ends his life in the kitchen of a house he was never even in before.
Well, if you were feeling any different than you're feeling, something would definitely be wrong.
Well, then there's obviously something wrong with Darlene.
No, there isn't, honey. She feels just as bad as you. She just shows it in a different way.
Sandy's manas more.
Oh, great.
Mom, there's an ambulance outside.
Yeah, some guy with a golf bag.
Well, it better be the coroner, because if it's a golf salesman, we're out of chairs.
How's my baklava?
It's very hot. Don't touch it.
Ouch, it's hot.
You think just because you got a gun, she's going to listen to you?
Well, it must be Dave.
Should we put the sheet back over?
Let's just put it right back on DJ's bed.
Let's put it on Darlene's bed.
Let's see who can yell the loudest. I can! Now shut up.
Yep, he's dead.
Well, there's that in-depth medical expertise we've been waiting for.
Write him up, Gene. Tag him, Hank.
Name?
John Doe.
A guy shouldn't have to live his whole life just to be buried as John Doe.
Well, they'll find out his real name tomorrow.
He needs a name tonight.
Well, what are we going to call him? He kind of looks like a Charlie. Maybe he looks like a George.
He's a William. Definitely a William.
William it is. Hey, hold on a second. I don't know where you're going, mister, but you bump into Janis Joplin, tell her I said hi. I tried that technique you told me about. Where's DJ?
DJ!
Oh, I'm so glad we have an intercom.
He's been upstairs all day making gifts for everyone, but he won't say what they are.
Yeah. Who cares?
Okay, everybody close your eyes. Okay, open your eyes.
What'd you get us, bub?
Toe tags.